1620 94.5 WTAW. A split Bryan City Council approves a zoning change allowing for 150 apartments to be built north of the Premier Movie Complex. It's after the applicant dropped plans for three-bedroom units and added a six-foot-tall brick wall. James Edge making the motion that passed by a 4-3 margin.
The developer has worked diligently to try to address the concerns both of many of the residents and that of the council.
Mayor Bobby Gutierrez said the applicant also went above and beyond to work with the neighborhood and city staff.
Whatever goes there, nobody's going to like. But I do think that we're preserving the retail in the front, which I think is a great thing to do. In fact, the applicant even said that he might be the person that will buy that frontage part to make sure that it gets zoned as a commercial retail establishment.
Councilman Kevin Bariski said he struggled before voting against the rezoning.
Now, there's a finite amount of commercial that's in and around that area, and my concern is that with everything coming right there, you know, is that giving up some of that property that could be used for some of the commercial that I think a lot of the residents in that community are wanting?
Jared Salvato wanting also to protect the limited amount of retail property along the freeway.
We've got over 1,500 rooftops that are going to be developed in this area in the next 2, 5, 7 years. You're adding an additional 150 units here. Who's to say that the other C2 zone properties, the property owners don't come and request those to be zoned into additional multifamily and adding another 500, 600 units?
City Attorney Thomas Sleeper and the mayor responded to Salvato's question if the council could keep the commercial property bordering the new apartments commercial.
I would prefer not to give that kind of advice in an open session. If we would like to recess to an executive session, we could discuss.
I think, Thomas, that's a good point. If you looked at this, the track directly across from that, preserving all the western part all the way up to Highway 6, I think that's appropriate.
Three other council members had no comments before their votes. Ray Arrington and Mark Ewer surely voted for the rezoning. Paul Torres voted against the change. This is 1620 94.5 WTAW.